here's a story from The World.
The past 4 days in Sudan have been a frenzy. On Monday, a military coup. Protesters quickly filled the streets. Also rejecting the takeover, members of Sudan's diplomatic corps. Today, the military in Khartoum said it has fired six of Sudan's ambassadors, including Nur el-Din Sati, Sudan's top diplomat in Washington. Ambassador Sati says he will resist the military's power grab. The World's Africa correspondent Halima Gikande spoke with him about what's playing out in Sudan and what's next.
Mr. Ambassador, how did you learn about what was happening back home and what went through your mind at that time?
Well, I learned about it, to be very frank with you, through the media to start with at early hours. And some friends then started calling from all around the world at the early hours of October 25th. And of course, what went through my mind was extreme disappointment and distress for what has happened. Because frankly, I expected everything but this. After all that we have gone through, throughout the years, the decades, and the agreements that we have concluded between the civilian and the military components of the government, we thought that we would be able to resolve our problems peacefully without resorting to the gun.
Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, the general behind the military coup, says he's acting for the benefit of Sudan's revolution and that he will form a new government. You're resisting that. Why?
I am resisting that because he's not telling the truth. How can you act for the benefit of the revolution when you are using the gun to do that? The revolution, you know, one of the basic, you know, foundations of our thinking is that we are going to resolve our problem peacefully.
And the United States, the African Union, the European Union, and many others have condemned this military takeover. You're a diplomat. What do you see as your role and what you can do given the situation at home?
Well, my role is to continue to support my people, the people of Sudan, who have taken to the streets to resist this military coup, and to continue my contacts here in the U.S. in order to see what can be done about this and encourage the United States to put pressure on those who carried this coup in order to change course and to accept to take things back to what they were before the coup.
And are there any specific actions you'd like to see right now from the Biden administration?
Well, more of what they are doing now. They are now putting pressure on Burhan and his people. They are contacting some, they are building a kind of a consensus with a number of countries from the West and elsewhere. And of course, when the time comes, they will have to apply more pressure by using some concrete measures and decisions that would really more forcefully, that would convince General Burhan that it's not his interest to continue in that course.
And the U.S. has paused, as one of the means for putting pressure on the military, has paused $700 million worth of aid for Sudan. Do you support that decision?
In principle, of course, I would have hoped that the Sudanese receive that money, but they have to receive it in proper conditions. If they are received in the current circumstances, my fear is that they are going to be squandered or used for other purposes. So it's a pause. It's good that they are talking about a pause and they're not talking about, you know, repealing or going back on their promises.
And you were appointed last year at a time when Sudan and the United States were just beginning to thaw their relations. Are you worried about the impact that this military coup will have on the future of this relationship?
Yes, I'm extremely worried, because we are already seeing, you know, some signs that we are going back to the situation that prevailed before I came here and before the revolution, actually. I came here because a revolution has taken place in Sudan, and that's why I have been appointed here. Now, I do not want us to go back to the situation that prevailed before. Many decades, you know, of a tug of war between Sudan, the United States, the international community, sanctions, wars, violence, you know, all kind of things. And it is the people of Sudan who are suffering from that. So we need to do all that we can to prevent us going in that direction.
I spoke with one man this week who was protesting in Khartoum, and he said that the army needs to give power back to the people. Protests are continuing, and we've already seen them become deadly. We've seen reports of multiple deaths at the hands of armed forces. What's your message to Sudanese at this moment of fear and uncertainty?
No, my message is twofold. One, to Burhan and his people to stop this aggression against the peaceful Sudanese people. It is an aggression. They are shooting and using live ammunition in the streets of Khartoum and other cities. And you know, this is really a violation of human rights, and they will be, of course, held accountable for that. There's no doubt about that. So I'm telling them, stop doing this. And you have to control your troops so they do not commit those crimes. My second, of course, message is to our own people that they should keep pushing for change. There is no other course. And there's going to be a lot of sacrifices. Many people are going to die. But at the end, you know, freedom, we shall be paying a very high price for freedom. And the Sudanese people have accepted to pay that price.
Nur al-Din Sati, Sudan's ambassador to the U.S., thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Halima.
The world's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi there, speaking with Sudanese diplomat Nur al-Din Sati.
From PRX.